Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. On this episode of the Visionary Chronicles, I want to go back to product. I want to go back to really understanding a term that's being thrown around a lot these days, and I wanted to kind of dig my heels in a little bit here and kind of give you some information, my thoughts, in regard to disruption. And, you know, so I term this disruption, you know, how to break away from your competitors. And really, that's what it takes. When you look at brands that are generational in nature, ones that have set the standard in their particular product category, each and every one of those have had disruption along the way. And I'm going all the way back to Vanderbilt with trains, to Carnegie with steel, with the John D. Rockefeller with oil. Each of these giants were disruptors, because they change the way that we interact on a daily basis, how we live, where we go, how we process information, whatever it happens to be. Throughout generations, individuals like this are disruptors. They've found something that was needed, but not yet realized. That's a disruptor. And you'll have incremental innovations. You'll see things that are innovative, and they're really a breakaway design, a breakaway product, but there's something that's tagged off a disruption to a category, to a product, whatever it happens to be. And disruption, again, is the pinnacle of innovation. Disruption is completely defining a new way of thinking, a new process, a completely different product that was never invented before or never thought of before. And so it effectively is innovation on steroids, I call it. It's really that level of innovation that very few, if any, attain over their career or over the generations of their product life cycles or whatever it happens to be from a measuring standpoint. And when we talk about disruption, we're talking about being able to completely change the way a service is rendered, a product is built or used. And also, all of these are opportunities to disrupt innovation, where innovation is a cornerstone of disruption. It's not disruption itself. So when you look at being disruptive, it's a significant risk to be a disruptor, and why there's so few out there that have taken the risk or having set a course to be a disruptor. But they had the vision, and I say visionaries, and this is again why I use the term disruption and disruptors, is because disruptors, being there are so few of them, were truly visionaries and found a way to break through significantly higher hurdles than what you'll have to go through to achieve an innovation versus a disruption. So when you look at disruption, that is, the pinnacle of innovation. Innovation of being a cornerstone of disruption, disruption completely obliterating the way that we do something. And so whether it be a service, whether it be a product, whether it be anything that is new and something that makes our life easier and also that builds a lifestyle that we would like to have as a result of this product being realized. So very few brands can make that claim to being disruptors. Innovators, yes. But when you talk about disruption and the true definition of disruption, no. So when you look at disruptions, iPhone was a disruptor. Tesla was a disruptor. The stealth fighter was a disruptor. And Amazon is a disruptor. So all of these have either been disruptors, created a breakaway design, something that was a complete divergence or radical change from something established or long-standing. So in order to move ahead of your competition, you must be an innovator, one who's consistently creating and realizing breakaway designs and products. But in order to lead in your category, and for that matter, actually create a new category, product or service, you must be or have been a disruptor. And that to me is the core difference when you talk about disruption, is that word can't be loosely thrown around because of, by definition, what you have to achieve in order to be classified as a disruptor. So there are many barriers you have to overcome and hurdles that you have to jump over in order to enter the gates of being a disruptor. So I want to make sure that we look at this from the standpoint of what a disruptor is and what an innovation is and what a breakaway is. So I define this as, again, breaking away from your competition through disruption. All three of those pieces, just to be clear, are important for you to lead in your category. But innovations allow you to be a leader in your category for a period of time. A disruption allows you to be a leader in your category for generations, just because of the cause and effect and the amount of time that you put in to realizing this disruption moves you generations ahead of your competition. And a great example that I use, but it is certainly worth noting here as well on a disruption. If you were to look back on when Steve created the iPod, when the iPod came out, the intention behind this was that he had a vision greater than just the iPod. He had a disruptor within the category, but he also behind that had another disruption to the music industry. So when you look at disruptive products, ones that completely change the game on how things are done, how we absorb information, how we work, how we interact with people, a service that is provided to others. When you look at the iPod, that disrupted how we listen to music. And then as it progressed, it migrated. So the iPod then changed the music industry itself through the music store and how we engaged with the music industry. No longer did you buy albums. No longer did you buy, back in the day, CDs. You don't have to travel to the store. So truly, it is a process-driven disruption. So we had a product-driven disruption that led to a service disruption. So he had a 2-for-1 on one product to start with. No wonder this thing was a success, and one that allowed him to draw down many generations of products off of this disruptive, iconic product. Being able to take that flagship disruptive product and draw this down over the supply and demand curve to different generations of consumers, and to have a community built off of passion for what Apple was looking to do, and then be able to change the way the music industry is absorbed by consumers, make it more convenient, make it cheaper, have a different process of how it's purchased and how it is used on the device that we purchase from someone like an Apple. So moving from the iPod to the Apple Music Store, then migrating and integrating these into what eventually turns into the iPhone. So there's another disruption in the industry. Nobody thought that you would be able to integrate all of these pieces of the puzzle into a phone that you can carry around with you on a day-to-day basis and be able to interact on your calendar, everything you would traditionally do on your computer, effectively it would turn in your ability to be able to do that on the iPhone itself. And that's where we stand today. So it's a great example of the difference between an innovation and someone who is disrupting a product category or completely changing the way a service is provided. Both product and a service, in this case being the music industry, the product being how we listen to music and how we purchase music and how we acquire. So these things are all pieces of the puzzle that are disruptive by nature. So when I looked at this, I said, well, what are some of the traits of these true disruptors? And there's really three I came up with. Again, there's many more, but I prioritized these and said, what do I see in these individuals? What do they do in these traits of disruptors? And the first one I looked at was they completely change how we interact with others, how we work, or process information. What they do, what they create, what they build, whatever it happens to be, it makes our life easier. Whether it's a computer with a faster processor, and the processors that we see every year, or in this case, every month in some instances that are changing, how fast the computers run or how they process information. That's an innovation. The true disruption was the computer itself. And when you look at the board or the processor itself, there can be a disruption there, but it has to completely change the game on how processors are actually built, miniaturization, whatever it happens to be, there's your disruption. But they completely change how we interact with others, work, or process information. That's the first thing. Second thing is they reinvent a category. They basically blow it up or start over. And this many times happens inside the computer industry, but it happens in other products as well, consumer products. Also, what we've really seen lately is cloud-based computing completely blowing up desktop applications. So that's a disruption, cloud-based computing. That was a disruption to the actual software that you put on your computer. So it reinvents a category, blows it up, or they start over. And then the third is they create a culture of relentlessly out-innovating yourself first. And if you look at all great brands, very few of them look at what their competitors are doing when they're looking forward to what they need or see has to be done. And what I mean by that is that if you're looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to go off course at some point. So you want to make sure that you're always looking forward. You know, what's the road ahead? You're the leader in your category. Others are looking to you for leadership if you're a disruptor. So don't look in the rearview mirror as to what your competition is doing. Look rather to who you're serving and what they don't have already or what they would ideally need to have without asking them. That truly is a vision driven by disruption or innovation. So three pillars of that, disruption being the pinnacle, innovation being the cornerstone, and breakaway being the product piece, those three pieces together allow you to maintain your category leadership in your industry. But disruption is an ingrained culture, with disruption being the ultimate prize. And innovation and breakaway design being pieces of that puzzle as well, but disruption is the ultimate prize. And what you want is to build a culture inside of your brand of relentlessly innovating, looking to find a disruption that reinvents your category. And your culture adapts, it leads, and inevitably crushes your competition as a result. So I say find a way to disrupt, But understand that there's cornerstones and launching pads to disruption that come through innovation and breakaway designs. Those are very difficult, and those are starting points to those that find a disruption. So I say, always out-innovate yourself first and be genuinely great. And you'll find a way to disrupt, and as an end result, allowing you to break away from your competition. I want to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles. I really appreciate your time. I know that you've got a lot of other things on your plate, and I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to the Visionary Chronicles, so thank you. You know, our intent in creating the Visionary Chronicles was really to address not only critical business issues, but also personal plus professional issues that business owners, entrepreneurs face on a day-to-day basis. So if you could and you like what you hear, certainly the support helps and the reviews are tremendous. So we really appreciate all those of you who have given us reviews. And as we move forward and you give us a review, we're going to be giving away some product as a thank you for those reviews, and also take a look at the Visionary interviews, Visionary Chronicles interviews that we have coming up as well. So if you have somebody who you feel would be a good subject for the Visionary Chronicles, we'd appreciate you having them reach out to us as well. They can go to my site, Brian Smeltzer, BrianSmeltzer.com. Go to the podcast section and you'll see the Visionary interview. So again, thank you for your time. I appreciate it as always and look forward to our next Visionary Chronicles podcast.